The three fired officers, John Bartlett, Daniel Masaryk, and Andrew Spangler, had been found not guilty in state court in connection with the beating of Fond du Lac resident Frank Jude Jr. and his Milwaukee friend Lavelle Harris. But several other white officers at the house party reached plea agreements to help with federal allegations that Bartlett, Masaryk, and Spangler assaulted Jude and conspired to violate his civil rights when they beat him for allegedly stealing a police badge that was never found. A federal jury listened to the case for weeks and deliberated for more than 3 days before deciding that the former officers were guilty, and a fourth man, suspended officer Ryan Packard, was not guilty. Frank Jude says the decision is mostly positive.
The truth has been told today, what they did and how they did it. I've been tortured. I was sexually assaulted by these individuals from the police department. And I'm feeling, I don't know how to explain it, but today is a good day, and I thank God.
Jude says he's disappointed that Officer Packard was acquitted, saying Packard could have helped Jude fend off the assault, but didn't. Bartlett's defense attorney, Gerald Boyle, says the trial was fair, but argues his client was a victim of circumstances.
If somebody didn't yell out, somebody stole the badge, none of this would have happened. So he acted on that, and that makes him a victim of circumstances.
Sentencing for the convicted former officers will be November 29th. They could face 20 years in prison. Frank Jude continues with a civil lawsuit against the city of Milwaukee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.